All right, well, this morning, you'll never guess what I'm speaking on. She peeked. Thanksgiving. So it's a Thanksgiving message. Here we are again. Does it seem like it's, I must be getting old, because things now are starting, well, didn't we just do this Thanksgiving Christmas thing just recently? It was the last year? Yeah, it's like, you gotta be kidding me. It's been a year? Sometimes, for me, I just, I don't know. Passing of time is drawn out. It just never goes quickly. It just seems like it's forever. But Thanksgiving, it's important. It's important that we have a day that we can stop and celebrate and just challenge ourselves to be thankful. And often Thanksgiving is a holiday that's kind of skipped over. We've got Halloween and we go right into Christmas because people aren't thankful. And you can't make any money on Thanksgiving. There's only so many things you can say, pilgrims and pumpkins and, pie and okay, go visit somebody. And, so there's not a lot of money transacted in businesses over Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving is a Christian discipline. Ba-boom. So Thanksgiving isn't something that started with the pilgrims. Thanksgiving is something that started with our relationship with God. And in Psalm 100 that was read, it was way back in the temple. If you can imagine the pilgrims coming to Jerusalem, and in the distance is this magnificent temple. To the people, they lived in one-story huts, and people slept on the roof sometime when it was too hot. And here they are coming to this magnificent temple that's in gold, and so they would sing these hymns, and we're gonna talk about them. But so Thanksgiving is a discipline that God has given to us that we are to train ourselves to be thankful. Did you hear that? Train ourselves to be thankful. Because I think sometimes we've trained ourselves to be negative. Look at the news. They got 29 minutes of negativity. And, let's finish on a positive note. Even the weather is storm alert. We're going to have a storm. No, but just in case, storm alert. So we look at things, and how do we posture ourselves? How do we posture our attitude? What position do we take in just normal, I got to get out of bed. Or, wow, I get up now, So it's like the guy was praying, God, be with me today. It's, this is a hard day. I'm thankful for all the good things, but God, how bad it is, and in about 10 minutes I'm going to get out of bed and I'll need your help. The scriptures repeatedly call for God's people to give thanks and to recognize what God has done for them. So the first scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. Now, what are the two key words? All and thanks. Circumstances in there. In every circumstance, we're to give thanks. Give thanks. This is one of those verses that's often misquoted, because we think that it says, the verse does not say, for everything give thanks, but in everything. So there are things that come into our life I don't want. But in that situation, it's okay, because God is with me in it. And did you know that people who have a disciplined outlook for looking for the good will not be so negative and down and defeated in the situation? So we're looking for the good. Why? Because God has promised that we are to give thanks for all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. even the difficulties. How, why? Well, we'll know that when we get to heaven. But we don't know why every circumstance comes the way it does, but we are responsible to handle it. It's just like there's a whole lot of food downstairs, and we are responsible to handle it all. Oh, geez. I better quit. Don't say amen, you know. So God is giving us strength through the struggles, in the difficulties. God is there to be with us. So God calls upon us to recognize that God is with us in every circumstance. God is with us in our life. So, we don't feel it. No, see, we start, we'll get on to this. Thankfulness is a trait of unbelievers. Excuse me. Thanklessness, didn't finish the ness. Thanklessness is a trait of unbelievers. Psalm 1:20-22. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from that which has been made, so that people are without excuse. So, people say, what about the people in Africa that never hear the message? How are they going to be judged? How is God going to, they're going to have the same thing as we do? Well, let's look at it this way, that creation is speaking to us of God's invisible qualities, his eternal power. Now, we have in our society, in a number of societies, that we got here by evolution. Well, it takes more faith to believe in evolution than it does in creation. Do you know what the chances are of people evolving and species evolving? It's like taking a watch apart, putting it in a bag, shaking it up, and it's going to come out in one piece. Going to come out all put together. That's how random it would be for evolution to take place. Things don't evolve, things are created. And, after their own kind and their own way. So God's invisible attributes. So God is a creator and sustainer of the world. And so, here we are as individuals, a speck of dust on a speck of sand on the shores of the world, and God knows exactly who you are, where you are, and the events around your life, where you're going, what his plans are for you, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and it's up to us to recognize that's the foundation that we build our life on. God knows exactly who you are. For although they knew God, this is going on with Romans, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. So they knew God, and they just kind of didn't really get involved with it. They weren't really brought to their knees to say, thank you, God, for what you have done for us. So people are without excuse. God holds everyone responsible for the refusal to acknowledge what he has done and what he has shown to them. So the creation reveals it. Creation reveals God's handiwork. These individuals in Rome, they were not thankful. They refused to acknowledge that every good thing they enjoyed came from God. So again, it's to recognize that God has a purpose, a plan, he is involved in our life, and we're building that foundation of our life upon Jesus Christ and the doctrines of the Scripture, the Word of God in our life, to build us and sustain us as we live out our life. So giving thanks in all circumstances means... I'm sorry, I've got cotton mouth. I just have to keep drinking. Some I know are praying that it gets worse, but that's a little joke. I told a joke in Sunday school. You want to hear it? You don't have a choice. So anyhow, this politician dies, okay? And he goes to heaven. I know, surprise. He goes to heaven, and St. Peter says, wow, welcome. And he said, politician says, wow, I'm glad I made it. He says, well, you get to choose. Choose? He said, yeah, you can go, you spend 24 hours in hell, and then you spend 24 hours in heaven, and then you get to choose where you want to go. Politician says, okay, I'll do that. So takes the elevator down, boom, their elevator opens, and there they are. They're at a country club. People are playing golf, there's music, you know, dancing and food and everything, and before you know it, 24 hours is up. Gets back in the elevator, goes to heaven. He says, that went well. And so he's talking to St. Peter, and okay, heaven's nice, beautiful place, gold streets, you know, angels and people and, you know, all there, and 24 hours passes. Comes to St. Peter and says, well, where do you want to go? Well, St. Peter's, the guy says, well, sorry to say, I had a lot of fun down in hell. Because he was a country club, playing golf, eating. Okay. Gets in the elevator, goes down, doors open, fire, brimstone, heat, people screaming and all that other stuff. And the guy says to Satan, what happened? Yesterday it was a country club and green and everything was growing. What happened? And Satan says, oh, we were just campaigning. So we're just campaigning for the good stuff, you know, learning how to recognize that God is with us. So we trust God's sovereignty. That is, you know, whenever we start giving thanks in all circumstances, it means there are bad things that will happen in life that we can't explain, that difficulties come and go, and we find that we have to trust God's authority, God's sovereignty. We acknowledge God's presence, that we're never alone. And we rest in God's purpose. He has a divine plan. We believe that God is working all things to good. So in giving thanks, we're not just trying to manipulate our mind or our spirit. We are actually building upon the belief of what God has told us from the very beginning. So second, we are to give thanks because the Lord is good. Psalm 106:1, praise the Lord God, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. So our thankfulness is rooted on God's unchanging character. There's nothing we can do to make God love us more. There's nothing we can do to make God love us less. He loves you. That's his character. And nothing can change that. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. So you see, the whole purpose of salvation, the whole purpose of creation was to express his love to creation. And creation decided they had another plan. They wanted to go a different way. But God, still in his love, set out to change, to provide the necessary work for his Son, Christ, to come and die for our sins so that we could receive what God has done for us. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So thanksgiving flows from that understanding. Third, we give thanks for God's work and his wonders. Psalm 107:8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works in the children of men. So if we are to look at Psalm 107 in its entirety, 43 verses, and I'll read verse 1 and you read verse 2, and we'll... No, that's just... you. Man, that would take the rest of the morning. So I'm not doing that. So if we look at that psalm, we find that the song that brings the picture of the... we find that the psalm goes like disaster, people praying, God answering, and men praising. You'd think that we'd get it all together. You know, we think that, well, okay, we won't be going the wrong direction. But in the psalm, it talks about how the children of Israel, that they went in the wrong direction, God withdrew his presence of protection and left them off on their desires, and they ended up in trouble. They were held captive by people. They were, you know, taken as slaves and whatever. And so they would pray, and their petition would be for God to rescue them. And then God would pardon, forgive, send the rescuer. People would renew their life and their dedication to God, and men would praise God. So we find that we don't want to follow that pattern. We want to develop a pattern of thanksgiving that gives thanks to God in every situation. Give thanks because we are his people. And this is Psalm 100. And verse 1, and we'll read all five verses. We're going to read the entire psalm. There's five verses. So verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. So, having an understanding that God enjoys your singing. See, that's my only advantage in life, that God enjoys my singing, nobody else does. So, God enjoys your singing. He enjoys your attitude of praise. Because having an attitude of gratitude is especially building for you as a person. You're going to see things differently. You know, when I had people in counseling years ago, I'd be sitting here. Say I was sitting here and people were sitting there. And I'd say to them, from where you sit, there's no way out of here. Doors are over on both sides, but they don't go out. But there are two doors in the back. You have to turn around to see it. You see, when you don't give thanks, when you just life is terrible, life is down, we got one foot on a banana peel and the other in the grave, and all we see is disaster around us. Well, you see, to give thanks means you're going to look 360. You're going to see things as they really are. God always provides a way for us. So being able to just turn and see where the exits are gives people a peace that, okay, we're not trapped here. And so in our life, giving thanks to God is saying, we're not trapped here. Why? Because life isn't over. This is just the beginning. You know, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So there's a purpose in what God is doing in our life. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Turn the frown upside down. Smile, the fresh air is good for your teeth. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. He is King of kings, Lord of lords, that he is the creator and sustainer of the universe. While you were yet in your mother's womb, he knew you, formed you, put all the stuff in there that he needed for your life, and now he's calling upon us to call upon him to just release that and bring it out. Know ye that the Lord is God, it is he hath made us, and not we ourselves. He has made us, and we didn't make ourselves. We just evolve into this place. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generation. Wow. You know, to just like focus. Sometimes it's hard to, okay, what am I going to pray about? What am I going to praise God about? Well, go to one something that's already written. You know, go to places that's already written that expresses how we feel. You know, reading the Psalms and reading the Scriptures, there are different Scriptures in different places that express how we feel. And so finding those places and reading them, saying them unto the Lord, it's a, you know, whenever we're discouraged and despondent and upset, who are you talking to? You know? I don't like this place. I don't want to be here. Well, who are you talking to? God? Well, he don't want to hear your complaints. Talk to the hand. That's a joke. Arnold Schwarzenegger did that one, you know. So anyhow, what we need to do is look to God and see what God has done for us. It is a call to praise and a call to give thanks unto the Lord. Number five, give thanks because of Christ. Because of Jesus Christ. We are to give thanks because of what he has done for us. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. One of my favorite expressions, we are always safe in the hands, we are always safe in the arms of our Father. Always. No matter what goes on in life, I am safe in the presence of God. I am safe in the hands of my Father. There is a security and there is a peace that comes from knowing Jesus. Let the peace of God dwell in you richly. Well, how are we going to have that peace if we don't focus on God and give thanks to God and pray that God would give us direction and wisdom through this situation? I didn't make this myself. You know, I'm responsible for my life and my decisions. But being in the place I am, I give praise and thanks to God, ask for his peace to be in my heart as I serve him. And going about everyday life, knowing that he'll never leave me nor forsake me, no matter how dumb I am, no matter how many mistakes I made, he doesn't throw me out. You've made too many this time, you're out of here. You know? No, never does that. So God is giving us his peace, and refers to both the call of God, God, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and called you. That's why you're all here. That's why we're all here. God has called your heart and you responded. That's why you came. I thought it was the preacher. No. It's God who called you. It's God who leads you. It's that God. It's God who tugs on the heart and brings us closer to him. And let the word of God, of Christ, dwell in you richly and in all wisdom. The word of God, let it dwell in your heart. Think about it. Meditate on it. The word of Christ is, of course, the scriptures, inspired revelation brought to your own heart and mind that God would help you. Then he declares of the word is to dwell in you richly. Dwell means to live in, to be at home in you. That the word of God is not a stranger to your thinking, not a stranger to your perspective. Scripture should permeate every aspect of our life. When things don't go well, we should be praying. Whenever we are talking about ourselves and talking about the problems, we should be making prayers of them. We should turn that talking, turn it into a prayer of asking God for direction and being thankful that God will see us through this and give us wisdom and guidance in it. So we talk up, whenever we're talking to ourselves, belittling, berating, and beguiling, I should make a sermon out of that we are putting those things in front of us, and rather than destroying ourselves, it's making ourselves aware of what's going on, but in the same token, we're asking God for direction. So we are to give thanks in prayer, Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. You would say, well, wow, I can just drive down the road at 100 miles an hour. Be careful for nothing. No. It says, don't fret or worry. That's the implication here. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praise shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns. Well, God already knows. But do you know that God will hear your prayer? And that are you expressing your faith to God, even though you know he already knows? So he wants us to pray, and what are we doing? We're seeking for the revelation. We're seeking for an answer. We're seeking the will of God and purposes of God as we move through our life. So before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the good that's coming into our life because we prayed about it, and we don't worry, we don't fret. Instead of worry, pray. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces our worries and he becomes the center of our life. And the last one, thanksgiving rooted in Christ, Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Paul says, "My counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given." You see, the Colossians, they had a lot of problems, I guess. You know, well, Paul, I think this is a prison epistle, yeah, that he's writing this from prison. And if you think about it, Paul would rather be there in person talking to them because 90% of the population can't read. And so Paul is writing them a letter. You know, to Paul, this has to be a waste of time. You know, I say that a lot because many times we look at things and say, oh, it's just a waste of time, doesn't matter too much. Well, Paul is writing this letter to the Colossians and saying it's a waste of time, they can't read, but I still need to write it. See, he didn't see us. He didn't see us. God did. That's why he was in prison. That's why he's writing. And so he's writing to the Colossians and he's saying, my counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Go ahead with what you've been given. Go ahead with what you've been given. What's in your hands? Where are you at? What is your attitude? How do you see the doors opening before you? It's the will of God. God knows exactly where I'm at. So I need to turn my worries into prayers. And I need to allow the Spirit of God to inspire me in my heart to what I think, what I do, where I'm going. And he says, you're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. School's out. Quit studying the subject and start living it. And let your living spill over into thanksgiving. You see, our life, school's out. Why? What do we mean, school's out? You go out in the world, and we're going to face the world around us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to face it, deal with it. It's going to come at us sometimes from all sides and from above and below and behind. And guess what? We're right where we need to be because God is with us. I am safe in the arms of my Father. And in this security, the devil can't touch me. The devil can't do to me anything that God doesn't give him permission for. So therefore, God is in it. He's in it in a way that sometimes we haven't got a clue why. And that's all right, because that's faith. And so our thanksgiving has a foundation. The foundation is Jesus Christ. Know who he is, why he has come, and how much he loves you. And you get those basic things in place. Never doubt that he is with you. Never doubt that his word will not come to you and give you direction in your thoughts, your minds. And don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Don't fret. Don't worry. Be thankful that God is with you, and we pray for God's direction. So remember, Christ, he has saved us from our sins. He has redeemed us. He has bought us back. Redemption. You ever use coupons at the store? What for? To redeem them. What do you get? Whatever it says. Got 10 cents back. You know? Well, guess what? You're redeemed. Your sins are forgiven, and God has brought you back. Bought you. He paid the price for you. And then not only has he bought you back, he adopted you as his child. He willfully accepted you, warts and all. You know, everything, he adopted you. Then he gave to you his Spirit. The Spirit of God lives within us. And then he's telling us, you know, when it's all over, I've prepared a place for you that we'll be together for eternity. You see, he has promised that he'll come back for us. If we're in the grave, we'll be resurrected. If we're on the earth, we'll be transformed. But he's going to return. But most of all, Jesus is with us now and forever. And there's no place that we can be that God is not there. So in everything, give thanks. For God is with you. God will help you. God will encourage you. He will lead you. And the scripture we started out with, give thanks in all circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's where we begin. Give thanks. Amen? So, what are you thankful for? Do you got it? You go like this if you did. Did you get it? If you're not thankful, you're going to sit here until you are. But you see, being thankful, well, we would say, well, you don't know what has happened. You don't know how bad it is. No, no, no. God knows exactly how bad it is. God wants to know, do you trust him? Do you believe in him? Do you believe that he has a plan for you? So make your prayer unto God. Focus on what God would want you to do and pray. He says, school's out. Start living your faith. Amen. Jesus, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for living in and through us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that empowers and guides and provides wisdom and understanding. We thank you for all these wonderful things that you've given to us. God, help us to be grateful people. Help us to be thankful people. Help us, O Lord, to see your hand in our life. Even when nothing else seems right, God, you are there. Thank you. Thank you for your love, your forgiveness, your grace, and your mercy. Amen. Amen.